Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oh, g'day, listeners. Phil C is my name. This is Corner Country, and have I got a program planned for you this afternoon. I've also got, as part of the program, an interview with two of the hillbilly goats. Goat Boy and Goat Girl himself and herself are going to be joining us a little bit later on in the program. Now, if you've never heard of the hillbilly goats, okay, they exhibit genuine passion and no lack of expertise or energy in their mission to present a taste of old-time Appalachian folk to Australian audiences. Driving fiddle and plonking banjo in tandem provide more conventional impetus elsewhere. Double bass and harmonica in conjunction with a variety of percussive devices. Clonking washboard, bones and jew's harp help maintain momentum for this sensational three-part harmony with alternating male and female emphasis that dawns on most tracks. I'm going to kick it off, okay, with one of their big songs that all the goat fans would know. It's a number called Cumberland Gap. Coming right at you, listeners. What a way to kick off a show, listeners. Unbelievable. The Hillbilly Goats, I got to tell you, absolutely sensational. They've been around for a long time and over the years have won many accolades and awards, okay? Going back to 2012, 13 and 14, winners Best Band Far North Queensland. 2016, Golden Guitar finalist for Rabbit in a Log, and that's Bluegrass Recording. 2017, Golden Guitar finalist for Cumberland Gap. 2019, Golden Guitar finalist for Gypsy Girl. 2020, Golden Guitar finalist for Bleed Me Dry. Okay, 2020 winners, Golden Fiddle Award. 21 finalists for Folk Alliance Awards. And 22, again, winners for Folk Alliance Awards. If you ever find out these guys are going to be playing in your town, if you don't go and check them out, the Hillbilly Goats, you're going to be sad. You'll be hearing about it from all your friends who did, because they're absolutely sensational. If you want to know more about the Hillbilly Goats, just go on to Google. Just type in the Hillbilly Goats. It's going to tell you all about them, where they're playing, what they're doing, and if you don't catch them, you're mad. That's all I have to say. Anyway, we're going to continue on. I'm going to be playing a song now. This next one is from Brendan Smoother, and it's from his In the Meantime. Okay, that's the name of the album, and he's teamed up. He's got a mate, Brendan Narovsky, I think is how he pronounces his surname. Gosh, I hope I said that right. And they call themselves the Brendans. Now, they've got a new album coming out. I've also got an interview with those two guys, which I'm going to be playing in the next couple of weeks, okay? But before we get to that, I'm going to play you a song. Now, this is a collaboration of the two Brendans, And it's a number from Brendan Smoother's In the Meantime album, and it's called Campfire Conversation.
My hand is lazy on the wheel. Isolated is what I feel. Conversation no longer real. Lonely road, I struck a deal. I stopped the car on my return, and I gathered something to burn. These sacred coals, oh, I yearn for the lessons I should have learned. A shimmer in the flame is whispering your name. A signal in the smoke takes me back with a burning desperation. A campfire conversation. Flame, I see your smile. I've traveled miles and miles and miles to chase a dream into the wild. The shimmer in the flame is whispering your name. A signal in the smoke takes me back with a burning desperation. A campfire conversation. Yeah, I can hear the butcher birds sing. Cheeky birds gonna fly on in. Come on down to clip your wings. Then he's gone. Be how it's meant to be. Is it all in destiny? A shimmer in the flame is whispering your name. A signal in the smoke takes me back. A shimmer in the flame. Whispering your name. A signal in the smoke takes me back with a burning desperation. A campfire conversation. A campfire conversation. A campfire conversation.
Oh, there we go, listeners. Brendan Smoother and his other buddy. We call him Brendan 1, Brendan 2. The two Brendans, guys. And that, of course, was a collaboration of those two fellows. They've got an album of their own coming out shortly. That one's actually recorded on the Brendan Smoother album, which is called In the Meantime. All right, continuing on with the music. If you've just joined us, my name is Phil C. This is Corner Country. We do it live every Sunday from 2 p.m. If you want to hear anything special, you can send me a text message to 0492 994 445, or you can email me in advance and to All Aussie Radio, okay? Just put on there All Aussie Radio. Just tell us what you'd like me to play for you, okay? In either the Corner Country Show or the Aussie Flashbacks program, which comes on later this afternoon around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to play a track now. This one is Kelly Kane, okay? Beautiful Kelly Kane. Had the pleasure of meeting her at that Music in the Mulga, which I keep reminding you guys of. They've already got some acts already sorted out for next year. Next year's going to be sensational, but Got some other festivals I may be going to this year before we get back to music in the Mulga next year. But I had the pleasure of meeting Kelly Kane there. Beautiful lady, fabulous singer. I'm going to play you a song from her latest album. It's called Love and Loss is the name of the album. And the song I've selected for you is a number called Rodeo Man. Kelly Kane, folks.
She's a barmaid in a West Texas dance hall. She's there every night till they close, and the cowboys pay for the jukebox, and she plays San Antonio Road. Well, I know her life ain't been easy. Lord, the lines in her face say it all. But she still is a beautiful woman in the lights of a Texas dance hall. But she won't sit down at your table, and I know that you can't hold her hand. And she won't go home with you, cowboy. She's in love with a rodeo man.
Well, he's hard and he's scarred and he's gray, and he's stoned most all of the time. He sits at a dark corner table, and he waits there until closing time.
But she won't sit down at your table, and I know that you can't hold her hand. And she won't go home with you, cowboy. She's in love with a rodeo man. She's in love with Rodeo Man.
Hey, what do you think of that one, listeners? Okay, I'm playing new music that you may not hear a lot of, okay, because these artists are really, really sensational. And they did. I don't know how much airplay they get. I think they probably get a little bit, but I'm just going to give them that much more, okay, because I want to really push these artists. There's some fabulous people, okay, and I just want you people to into the country music, to not just think about people like Slim Dusty and John Williamson and Lee Kernaghan, because there's so many other sensational country artists out there, and you may not have heard of them. So I'm going to introduce them to you, as well as play some of the hits by those legends that I've just mentioned also, okay? Now, I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of years ago a duo who go by the name of The Long and Short of It. Look, there's a guy playing a guitar, and he's the short one. And there's a girl playing keyboards. Fabulous together on stage. Beautiful harmonies. And I mean, these guys can do and play anything, okay? Now, their latest album, this one's a very, very popular one, okay? How about if I give you this one first, okay? And be the judge. And I might play just one more, because they really are an incredible duo. The long and short of it, the song I'm going to play is A Little Love Will Fix You Up. Coming at you right now.
When you feel your world will never ever be the same, there's no way you could get over the break. Stealing for a healing left you feeling that you can't trust. A little love will fix you up. If a broken heart has got you in a state of shock, from riding on a wild one that threw you off, then leaving's got you grieving and see.
listeners, that is the long and short of it from the album Midnight Choir, okay? Absolutely sensational and, in my opinion, their greatest work to date, okay? That came out last year, 2022. Had the pleasure of meeting them. And I'm going to play you another one from that album because they're fabulous, they're beautiful people, and I'm going to get them on the show, okay? Once a month, I'm going to have a special artist, a special guest on the program talking about their music, okay, and talking us through some of the backstories to the songs. Now, the long and short of it, they're on the top of my list, and I'm going to be doing my best to get them on the program sometime before the end of the month, okay, and we will just have, because this is the first Sunday of the month of June, and probably by the end of June, I reckon I would have been able to swing it, okay? And they will become guests on our program. I'm going to play you another song from the same album. And the number is, it's the title track of the album. The album's called Midnight Choir. And the song I'm going to play for you is Midnight Choir. The long and short of it.
A quarter past lonely. The dog and I ain't got nothing left to say. But just a couple miles around the bend, it's a congregation of rowdy friends. Pull up a chair, we're all welcome here. Just a bar full of good time liars. A shot or
think of those two folks. Didn't I tell you they were sensational, or should I say they are sensational? They go by the name of The Long and Short of It, and The Long and Short of It, of course, are David Baird and Patsy Toop, okay, who first met in 2007 and have already an impressive resume to boot that includes 6 album releases, 2 EPs, and have earned themselves a slew of awards, including Tamworth Songwriters Award 2011, Tasmanian Independent Country Music Award for Most Popular Duo 2016, 3-time winners of the Indie Country Music Awards. Look, the list goes on. The accolades go on. They are sensational, and I am going to do my darndest to get them onto Corner Country as my first special guests before the end of the month, okay? All right, we're going to continue on now. I'm going to play another song, and this one's by Terry Clark, and then we're going to be having this sensational interview with Goat Boy and Goat Girl from the Hillbilly Goats. That's going to be coming up straight after this. The song is on a new EP that Terry Clark launched a couple of weeks ago at Music in the Mulga. And the first song from the singles EP, okay, there's 3 songs on it, obviously. Can't Get You Off My Mind, sensational song. And Rock and Roll Band, yep, fantastic song. And this one, okay, this was the first one that came off it. It's a number called Rolling On. Terry Clark, listeners. Check him out on Spotify, okay? His new EP is called Singles.
I got my first load out of Brisbane up to Nullumbi. I got a back load from Darwin, Alice, and Adelaide tonight. Pulled a wide load Melbourne to Sydney town, then I crossed another bowl. And this cowboy watched that sunset on that western shore. And I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on. 15,000 K since I left home.
Rolling on, rolling on.
I'm pulling triples out of Perth, the Great Northern 9-to-5. I guess a white line fever keeps this trucking boy alive. Blue steel tire in Newman, Port Hedland on the rise. I head east at midnight for a Kununurra sunrise. Well, I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling. 18,500 K since home. Come on. Well, Catherine to the Isle and the Calcadoon mob. Well, they loaded me with cattle and a second-hand gearbox. I'm running heavy into Townsville with a full 2-hour slack. Only 14 more between me and my woman getting back. Well, I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 21,000 K's round my country home. I just keep moving on, I guess the highway's my home. Keep it rolling on and on and on and on. Oh.
up and down Highway 1.
I could murder a beer too. I could murder a beer. All righty, let's get together now.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Corner Country and I am at Music in the Mogger on the fabulous Wandilla Station with Goat Boy.
Meh.
And Goat Girl.
Meh.
From the Hillbilly Goats. How you going, guys?
Going very, very well.
Fantastic. And what about you, darling?
We're having a great time out here at the Mulga. We got the last minute call to come out last week when unfortunately an artist couldn't make it.
Yes.
But for us, couldn't have been better timing. We had the weekend free and we've been out here twice before. It's such an amazing event and we couldn't wait to load the car and get back out to the Mulga.
Look, you must have been reading my mind because I was going to say, Marnie, have you been out here before? And you've already told me you've been out here a couple of times.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, I think, the last time, and maybe 2 years before that.
2 years before that? Yeah, we had a great time each time.
Sensational. Now, Bryce, tell us all about the Hillbilly Goats. I saw your set last night, thought it was fantastic and full of energy. Like, my goodness, you play a banjo, a mouth organ, drums with your feet, you're whacking a washboard. Like,
yep. So I'm on drums with my feet, and I play a banjo. I've got a harmonica on, and we take turns at fronting the singing and harmonise. We have Gabby on the fiddle jumps about like a little lunatic, and then Goat Girl on double bass with taps on her feet and plays the bones and tin whistle and a few other things. But Goat Girl might even tell you a little bit about the genre and the history of it.
I was going to ask you that. Now, tell us all about it, because it's a story of music, isn't it? From?
It's a story of music from Appalachia that we're quite passionate about. It started off for us with the love of bluegrass.
Uh-huh.
And we were researching the songs performing and realised that they go back hundreds of years. There's so much history in American music that came from other parts of the world. So this is predominantly Scots-Irish brought the fiddle over to America in the late 1600s. The Africans brought the banjo over and up into the mountains of Appalachia to meet that fiddle in the 1860s. So it was the Africans and the Scots-Irish. Then when they melded together, that influenced each other with their rhythms, tunes, cultures and instruments and created this genre called mountain music that was totally different to music being played anywhere in the world. So the radio stations in the very early 1920s got a hold of this music and they sourced it to come in from the mountains into Bristol, Tennessee, and they recorded the sessions there in 1927, and they actually called that the Big Bang of Country, and they considered that to be the birthplace and the birth time of country and western music, was this first recording of mountain music that was laid down in 500 tracks back in 1927. So for us, that was a great place to start researching.
Okay.
And take the story back as far as we can. And we do, all throughout our show, promote the history of the songs and tell the stories so that they can stay alive for future generations. Because this music to us is very real.
But presented in our goatish kind of way.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about this goatish sort of stage persona. You're up there, you've got lots of props and...
We certainly do. Look, we decided in the beginning that we weren't going to do sad songs. It was our show is all about entertainment.
Yes.
And entertaining young right through to old. We just thought colourful and visual as well as the history of the songs. The makeup comes from the American Indians. The costume comes from the wagon wenches.
Our costumes are fairly crazy and colourful. We've got about 10 different colours, but you will always see us girls in corsets and either tartan skirts, short tartan skirts or tutus, and fishnets.
Uh-huh.
So we take a little bit from all of the history of the music. Feathers in Our Hair from the Cherokee Indians. So that's the native land that this music was originally made on. Through the tartan skirts of the Scots Irish and the corsets of the wagon wenches that travelled in the back wagons with those early immigrants on their pilgrimage up through the wagon road up to the mountains of Appalachia.
So who came up with the concept, the idea? I mean, you love the music, but you turn this into a full production, a full show, the history of it all.
We can both answer that, but yeah, Goat Girl will do that.
I would have to say that Goat Boy plays so many instruments.
Sure does.
So he changes between his banjo, not so much the mandolin these days, but guitar and a resonator. And he'd be changing instruments all the time, and we were in far north Queensland, lived up there for 20 years, and he would break strings all the time, and he would say something in between the songs, and I'm like, I'm shy, I don't know what to say. And that's when we started bringing the stories to life, and it became our product, it became what people were most enjoying about our shows, of course the music and the energy in the shows, but the stories. Left them walking away with a sense of learning something that they hadn't, so they were taking things home from our show.
Then we took that to another level by each of the traditional songs. So we have songs from 1710 through to about 1936, but we got those songs and we found, say, a song like Old Joe Clark. We listened to every single recording that we could possibly find, and then we made it into our own. We made our own dynamics, our own thing. So there's something like 90 verses we found of that song, and a lot of these songs have two or three different names as well, because of going from the clans in different ways. So we've gone and found everything that we can, and then we actually put in the album cover, on the inside, the actual history of that song. We try and find exactly what area that song came from and when the first recordings of it and when it was first found. So it's been a great research. We went all the way across Blue Ridge Mountains and researched and met up with historians to learn more, and we got over there going, and we've already put all this stuff in our albums going, I hope we've actually been telling everyone the right, 99% correct, and okay. There's always room for 1 or 2% of fun.
So when people come to see a show, is it the same show all the time, or do you just change up the different things? What is it?
It's different depending on the time slot of the show, the festival that we're playing at, the time of day we're playing. But it's always the songs off our four studio albums, in different order.
In different orders.
But telling that story, so yep. Every show will be a continuation of the stories from start to finish of how the music was created.
The other part of that is, you know, like if we're on at, say, a Woodford type thing at late at night, we don't really do a lot of the stories. We just go flat out because everyone's drinking and having fun. But we also do a lot of RSL sit-down shows where if anyone even talks, you'll cop a handbag over the head from the lady from in front or behind you. So when we do those ones, we start with the whole story and we tell the whole story. And those ones, I mean, the other ones are fun and people walk away going, that was absolutely crazy. But the show ones, people walk away going, I had no idea. And we had no idea when we started the history of this music.
Oh, we could go on forever researching, you know. There's so much to learn, and we do have the passion for it. So it doesn't feel like we're working when we're up there.
No, you can see it's a passion. It's a real love. And to go to that degree, I'm telling me that there's 90 different verses
for that song.
I mean, you know, you're not going to find that in 5 minutes. How much research?
And you're not going to find that in modern music either.
No.
And you're not going to find it just on Spotify either,
tell
you that.
No, of course not. So when you do an RSL show, because you performed here last night, Music in the Mob, you were up there for 45 minutes or something. What does a full show entail? Is it like 2 hours or?
Between 2 and 3 hours, always with a merch break in the middle so we can say hello to everybody and
yes.
Promote our events at our place as well, because we like to invite all of our fans back to our place twice a year for a show.
So when you say our place, is this your
place,
property?
Yeah, we have 86 acres
right.
In southeast Queensland, just west of Maryborough.
So when you do a performance there, what, people stay there on your 86 acres?
We do 450 caravanners. We've built a building that's 27 metres by 30 metres. We fit about 300 people under the building.
Wow.
It is fully insulated with acoustic bats, and we have red velvet curtains all the way around. It looks like a Moulin Rouge kind of thing in the bush in the middle of nowhere, and it's so we do one in September, which is quirky acoustic music, all genres of really quirky, weird and wonderful acts like yourself. And then we do another one in April called Old Fashioned Music. So old fashioned can be old finger-picking blues. It can be old blues with washboards and trombones. It can be country music. It can be a marching band walking through the crowd. It can be
a
barbershop quartet. So old fashioned is anything to do with old fashioned.
We're also very passionate with the acts that we put on about entertainment. Our whole shtick is entertainment. So we're not ever going to book bands or employ people that stand there and just sing a song. For us, you've got to be a showman, and we do really like to push that variety cabaret type of feel through the show, because you're there for 3 days to be entertained. So that's what we'll give you.
I've only just found out about this.
It's called The Gash, the Goat's Acoustic Sessions.
The Gash.
The Gash.
Okay, so how do our listeners find out about it? Is it they just go onto Google and type in The Gash?
Or hillbillygoats.com.au.
Okay.
You can find all the
information. Go to the Hillbilly Goats Facebook page, and which then you'll find the Gash Facebook page or Insta page.
Sensational. So what else do you do other than this? You do the festivals. So have you got festivals, gigs coming up now? Because where are we now? May. So we're in the middle of May. So what's next happening for you?
We've got a whole lot of festivals coming up around August, September, October, a trip to the US. We're taking 48 of our fans across America on a bus.
Now, I read that on one of your, you've got some brochures there and the flyer, the big banner there. How does that work?
Okay, so you buy a ticket on the bus. It's four-star hotel every single night. We start off in New York and go to a couple of Broadway shows, then we head across to Pennsylvania and go into Amish country, and then we start up the Blue Ridge Mountains, go through the Crooked Road, which is the Bluegrass Trail. We're doing a little performance at the Floyd Country Store, which is the
oldest broadcasting. It's broadcast live to radio. It's a bluegrass broadcast. And you play in the corner of the grocery store.
It is the most famous bluegrass venue.
So who came up with this concept, this idea? This is sensational.
This is a company called Travel Right, and they do amazing tours all over the world. So they book artists like us. They do comic tours, all sorts of blues
painting,
tours.
Watercolour painting tours in Italy.
So this one's one of their tours, because we're passionate about that music. So it's taking our fans over to America to show them where it is, and we see live music every night over there. So that's all the airfares included and most meals included, and that goes all the way down through the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, New Orleans, Memphis, Baton Rouge, which we've never been to Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge. That'll be fun.
That's sensational. Absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant. So you guys can come with us. Anyone can come with us.
Absolutely. So it's not capped at 40 people? You said this.
It's at the moment it's capped at about 40 for the bus, but if we get more, they'll take two buses.
Okay.
So if they end up with 30, then they'll split it between two buses.
Okay. So the best way to find out is for them, the prices and so on, is to look where?
TravelRightInternational.com.au, I think, or Travel Right International if you Google that. But it's also on the Hillbilly Goats Facebook page, and you can Google Hillbilly Goats USA. That's been postponed since 2020, so we're raring to go on that tour.
Sensational. Guys, thanks so much for your time. Now, before we wind this up, go boy.
Meh.
And go girl.
Meh.
I love it. The Hillbilly Goats, folks. We're going to play one of your songs. What do you think?
I reckon Crow Black Chicken, that'll give them a little insight of what we do.
Absolutely. You're going to give us one more? Meh.
Meh. See you in the soup. Bring your own spoon.
Crow Black Chicken, crow for day. Yeah, crow black chicken and fly away. Yeah, crow black chicken, crow for day. Yeah, I like chicken pie.
craziest work I ever done was eating chicken pie. I wish I had a needle and thread as fine as I could sew. I'd sew that chicken to my back and drive to Dorigo. Crow black chicken, crow pie, yeah. Crow black chicken and fly away, yeah. Crow black chicken, crow pie, yeah. I like chicken pie. Fluffy cat, freaking out, and now he hangs with goats. Crow black chicken, crow pie, yeah. Crow black chicken and fly away, yeah. Crow black chicken, crow pie, yeah. I like chicken pie. Crow black chicken, crow pie, yeah. Crow black chicken and fly away, yeah. Crow black chicken, crow pie, yeah. I like chicken
Yeehaw! The Hillbilly Goats, Crow Black Chicken. Alrighty, we're going to continue on now with the music. This is Corner Country, alright, and bringing it to you live every single Sunday from 2 p.m. The track I'm going to play now, this is in fact a request, and this is going out to Karen. Karen comes to us from Western Sydney. I think she's somewhere in the Penrith area, and she's asked me for a track by Brad Butcher. Now, Brad Butcher is an Australian country singer. As of 2022, Butcher has released 4 studio albums and has won 2 Golden Guitars at the Country Music Awards of Australia. Now, the song that Karen's asked me for by Brad, I Walk the Line.
Long before the sun came up, we out in the sticks. The headlights showed a two-rut roadway back up in the pines. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing, I walk the line. I got my thrill behind the wheel on my daddy's lap. Grandpa co-pilot with a flashlight and a map. It was in the summertime. The first time I heard Johnny Cash say, I walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Place right now is anything I hear. Now I've seen the Mona Lisa, I've heard Shakespeare read real fine. It's just like hearing Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Oh, there you go, listeners. Not exactly a remake of the old classic, I Walked a Line. He's put his own touch to it. He's used bits and pieces of it, but nonetheless, a sensational version of I Walked a Line revisited. Good on you, Karen. Fabulous track. We're going to continue on with the music, though, and this one, I thought, why not follow with a beautiful Australian female country singer who goes by the name of Beck Hance. I think this is a really good song, and I'm sure you're going to love it as well, okay? It's a song called Only in Australia. Only in Australia, and it's from her All About Mates album, Beck Hance.
Have you ever visited a place called Down Under? And if you live here, have you roamed wide and all over? From waterfalls, open plains, to escarpments, thick rainforest bush, to magnificent sea waters. Only in Australia. Have you ever stood on the top of Cape York? Have you ever taken a cruise down the Catherine Gorge? Have you watched the lightning on top of Stockman's Ridge? Have you ever walked across the Sydney Harbour Bridge? Have you ever watched the sunrise on Byron Bay? Have you driven across the Gibb in the Kimberley? Have you mustered cattle out west at Long Reach? Have you ever had a swim and a barbie on Bondi Beach? Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. Only in Australia, the scenery as far as you can see. You'll come to visit and never leave, only in Australia. Have you ever killed a cane toad just for fun? Have you ever got drunk on Bundaberg rum? Have you paddled steamed the Murray for a couple of days? Have you ever had a gander at the Buchan Caves? Have you ever put a punt on the Melbourne Cup? Have you dug for opal in Noonadada? Have you watched the footy with a 4-20 pie? Have you ever looked for the Southern Cross in the sky? Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. Only in Australia, the scenery as far as you can see. You'll come to visit and never leave, only in Australia. Well, there's a thousand and more things to do, and if you don't, then why don't you? Come see the magic of her heart. Grab a bike, grab a car, grab a donkey and a cart. Just whatever, make the start. Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. Only in Australia, you'll come to visit and never leave, only in Australia. You'll come to visit and never leave, I'm never gonna leave. Would you ever leave? We're so lucky to be free, only in Australia.
Ali in Australia, folks, that's Beck Hans. What a beautiful lady. What a fabulous song. She's got these quirky lyrics and that one there, quite serious. Have you ever been to Australia? Have you ever seen these things? Australia is the greatest country in the world, I've got to tell you. I wouldn't be wanting to leave it for anything. All righty, I've got time to play one more request and then we're almost out of time, folks, okay? This is going out to Karen again. She sent me another message. If you want to hear anything, 0492 994 445. Send me a text, 0492 994 445, or email me your details on info@allaussieradio.com. Email me, All Aussie Radio, your details and your song requests, and I'll play them that way, okay? I'm going to play this next song, okay? And it's by a band called Simply Bushed. Now, is bush dancing Australia's original method of speed dating? The boys from Simply Bushed think so, and so do I. I've got to tell you, when I was at Music in the Mulga, I did some bush dancing with the Bushwhackers, and it definitely is a bit like speed dating, okay? So the band puts a modern twist on the traditional bush dance to form a large circle and take your partner. Listeners, Simply Bush discuss the art of physical touch in dance, telling Australian stories and why bush dancing still attract big crowds. Well, they sure do attract big crowds. Everybody likes to kick up dust. And in particular, on Saturday night when I was at Music in the Mulga with the Bushwhackers. And coincidentally, the song Karen's asked me for by Simply Bushed is called Saturday Night.
V8 cruiser today. 20 k's of cable is what they want me to lay. I think about my mates yearning for the pub. Hey, there's a pig and he's heading for the scrub. It's Saturday night, all I want to do is play. McGuire. His dad's an old banker, but he tells people he's a prize fighter. We never let the truth destroy a good yarn. At the local pub, we're turning on the chart. Saturday night, all I want to do is play. Yeah! We'll get back to the shack, put the music on, loosen up your hair, listen to right on. Heel-toed, do-si-do, moving it left to right. We're nothing to do but enjoy the country air. Under the stars, we'll dance away our cares. It's Saturday night, all I wanna do is play. Let's rock it! We're turning on the charm. Saturday night.
the way I kiss. It's Saturday night, all I wanna do is play. Yeah! We'll get back to the shack, put some music on, loosen up your hair, listen to right on. Steel toe, do-si-do, moving it left to right. With nothing to do but enjoy the country air, under the stars, we'll dance the way I kiss. It's Saturday night, and all I wanna do is play.
Simply Bush, listeners, Saturday night. And that's going out to Karen in Penrith. And Saturday night, all they want to do is play. And all the boys and girls want to do is kick up some red dust and have some fun and drink some beer or bourbon or whatever your poison may be. And that's what it's all about, you know. These country bands that go to these festivals, they play great Aussie music. And the Aussie audiences love them. And I hope you're loving this show too, okay? It's called Corner Country. It's been running now for about 6 weeks. And I do have a lot planned for this particular format, okay? So, as I said, if you want to hear requests each week, either email me at info@allaussieradio.com.au or send me a text message on 0492 994 445. Time for me to hang up the headphones, listeners. Yee-haw! See you somewhere in Corner Country.